if your players are playing well, you know, they're out of contract. Teams will be looking at them, you know, higher division teams, teams at our level who can maybe pay them more than what they're on. So it's a difficult time for us in that respect. But, you know, all we're doing is trying to identify targets if we can bring them on loan. You know, financially, we're struggling a little bit at the moment. But, you know, we'll see what's what. But we're also looking for the players that we want to keep for next season and beyond. And obviously, other players, scouting other players and watching games of players that we might want to bring to the club for the future as well. So there's a lot going on at the moment. You know, as soon as January window does open, it just seems to be a little bit helter-skelter. But as I say, with regards to our players, we've got a few playing well, and it doesn't surprise me that they're getting watched.
The likes of Devitt and Miller certainly put in a performance against Yeovil, didn't they?
Yeah, the two players who are doing well, you know, this season. You know, Ryan Edwards started off really well. Tom Barkhuizen, you know, Wildig was doing well. He was excellent in pre-season. You know, you look at now, the likes of Devitt and Miller are linking up really, really well. You know, one player in Devitt who's creating all the chances, and one player in Miller who's in good form with regards to scoring goals. So again, the two good players, top players, and the players that we want to keep at the club. But as I say, at this stage of the season, you know, players in this day and age seem to keep their options open and see what's what. But all we can do is express the desire to keep them and see what's what.
Yeah, both out of contract in the summer, Jim.
They are, yeah, and we spoke to them. But again, with the new rulings and both players being over 24 and want to, Sean certainly, and Jamie, to be fair, he's played at championship level, you know, want to get back up the ranks or keep their options open. So while they are playing well, they're not going to jump into anything. So again, it's just having conversations between the club and the players, between the you know, the agents and the club, and seeing if we can, you know, tie them down for longer than what we've got them at the moment.
I suppose one of the best ways of keeping them interested is to keep on ploughing up the table, and that win against Yeovil certainly helped with that, didn't it?
It did, yeah, and it just shows you that, you know, we're 4 unbeaten now, 1-2 drawn 2, the last 4, so it's put us into a decent enough position again now. You know, you're looking up and you're thinking, right, who's the team that we can catch next? So we've got a difficult game Saturday, but anyone's capable of beating anyone. We've said that all season. We've proven this year we're a match for anyone, and we've proven that we can lose against anyone. That's just the nature of the league. So we've been a little bit up and down, but as you say, at the moment, our form has come back. We're creating chances, scoring goals, and you know, if they play like they're saying this morning, you know, we'll do okay. You know, we were back on grass today for the first time in about 5 or 6 weeks because of the rain, and you could see that they were made up to be back as a group on the same surface, if you like. You know, recently we've been in the gym on AstroTurf, on the side of the pitch, just doing what we can do. So that'll give us a boost. But as you say, performances have been decent, and we've just got to continue that and hopefully put more and more points on the board over the coming weeks, because it is a tasty time now with 5 games in the next 2 weeks, 3 games back-to-back at home. And it's a great opportunity for us with that game in hand to make more places up on the division and catch a few of the teams above us.